more gathering spaces than just coming up for utilities. And this was the final stage. If it did grow and become larger, if I did ever exceed that 60 people, that's where that water can hold. And I would be placing a toilet facility and bathroom structure there, and that would be my only other one, just to make sure it can maintain that, where every other thing past this year will most likely be dry units, so I'm not taking water and everything everywhere. That way they just have a common space for themselves.
So that is the layout of the land for you, just to kind of take you through my plan and give you a few looks of that. I wanted to say that the purpose of this business is to assist in funding the family homestead as well as building a family company. Like I said, my mother will be running this company with me, as well as my grandpa can attest to. It's more of a family inclusion where the entire family is going to be able to own the land as well as take parts in the homesteading or classes or techniques that we want to evolve as we grow. We want to operate a retreat where guests can enjoy the countryside, be fed meals, and have the ability to partake in classes, workshops, therapy, and other retreat offerings. For safety amongst the surrounding areas, each guest will receive a map that lays out all your private, all your national forest, everything around there, because the number one thing is foot traffic out here. When you get out here, all you want to do is explore. This is another reason why I'm trying to encourage the nightly rentals. I already can do monthly rentals and involve this, where I just believe that it works better for nightly rentals in the aspect that I can busy someone for 3 days to a week in a retreat involvement, but the second they're there past a week, they're obviously going to explore, and they're obviously going to go around. And yes, they'll have my map to understand where their points and what's illegal and whatnot. I can't say they can't, because it's public land and it's national forest. For safety around the areas, with that, I talked to Corporal Mike Hicks at the Sheriff's Department, because number one problem is safety. It's having strangers out there, someone we don't know. What if our kids are down by the pond at midnight for whatever reason unsupervised? That's the issues brought up, and that's what I'm trying to make sure that doesn't happen. I don't want anyone at risk, and definitely not in their own home and their own backyard. When you look at this property, as you go down Fairview Church Road, you don't hit for 3/4 of a mile, you hit another property, which is owned by cousins of mine, Heath and Jessica Sylvie, which are for this. And then you run into a creek about 1.2 miles down the road, which my opposition will be here for that. On the right, most northeast side on this part is also owned by Heath and Jessica Sylvie. We have National Forest, and then also the Sylvies right here, right across the road from me, whom we're all in support, and Pat and Betty Hutchinson. And the only people here that were not were just this sector of Frank Grow Edition. So I made sure I'm surrounded by family and everything that isn't supported this. Give me as much feedback as we need. And the goal of this is to be a sustainable development. I'm not trying to throw in a bunch of buildings. These are made to be temporary structures that if something doesn't work or we need to adjust, it's about reconforming that to fit that demographic in that part to make it a viable retreat center. Speaking also with Corporal Mike Hicks, he not only did he praise the idea of the map to make sure everyone's aware of your surroundings, he also gave me ideas for positioning cameras, signs, all my rights, everything I need to be looked at, and how to best handle any emergency any problems we run into. He assured me that there's no discredit for getting emergency services out there. There's no discomfort there. And last month, we had a wreck in which there was a cop there within 15 minutes on site. He said that if there's ever to report, I also have 2.5 miles wrapped around Fairview Church Road as Detective of the Sheriff's Department, Carl Pride, which he's the only even house I can see from my land. So I also have a sheriff along that road that if I do need anything, they gave me contact numbers to make sure if I can't reach anything in town, that they are able to take care of me out there. So first and foremost, I wanted to make sure that safety was addressed, no security problems were a concern, and that if someone is venturing off and wandering, it's on them. I'm trying to be the best about where everything is. And that the sheriff will handle that if they do go on someone else's property. Any guest that ever proved to be uncooperative and disobedient to the rules and agreement, I will have them removed from the property, and they're never allowed to return. So there's no room for screw-ups. You know, you don't get your one chance and come back again. That's pretty much it. And to guarantee the peace, privacy, and admittance of noise and light pollution, guests are also not allowed to ride any OHVs on the property, and all visitors on the land will have a curfew of their camp about 8 o'clock. I'm still trying to figure out the best time that would be since sundown. I know space, but once at sundown, I don't want you wandering. I don't want you going. There's too much risk of liability of just your own personal injuries, but obviously you're not going to know your markers at that point when you're wandering and watching out for other people's property. And this, again, if they wander or disobey after hours, it'll be handled by the sheriff, and they'll be removed and won't be allowed back. As for my neighbors, looking now at the property indicator lap that I showed you with the electric poles in the blue, this is something that I'll constantly be working in partnership with John Suti and Melissa as they've been able to help me understand really my abilities, everything that could pertain in the future and what to look out for. And they've credited everything we've done so far and are assured that it's not any problem to the water table or holding any of the septic since it's not in any public system either. I am currently allowed to conduct these monthly rentals, but I feel that the nightly rentals are better for the community and for the business. I want to remind the listeners that a conditional permit allows that which is agreed upon, and it's not a rezoning, and so my asking for this permission does not mean I can change or reconstitute what I think it means later on. It's what's agreed upon here. And I know one of the big put-offs of this is that I'm asking for 25. 25 is a very high number when it sounds like this, and especially at a start, but it's my goal to not come in for every new rezone or rephase that we want to do. 25 is not the number I'm trying to reach. It's from what I've been assessing. That is what I think that can sustainably hold upon that land. It could hold 25. However, I see proficiency mostly around 15 to 18 max.
Has that number been discussed with Melissa and John?
Yes, sir.
At 25? And
yes,
they said that 25 would be acceptable?
Yes, sir. Well, and not if every unit was wet in that percent. So what I've done is basically I've taken half my usage just for what I have right now, and that will be for the building in those three yurts. But everything else is to be a dry cabin, so that really the only addition I'm looking to and that what we planned on capabilities is just that one more bathhouse at the front that would then be able to take. But yes, I'm assured for 1,400 to 1,600 more gallons a day at this point before that future facility would go up. With this being said, I want to thank you for your time, and I'm willing to negotiate this with that number being high. I'm willing to take anything that gets me a start. I'm willing to prove myself. I'm willing to go out there and show you that I'm not here to bring any harm to the community. I'm not here to make an impact that's not mine. I want to build a retreat, and I want to build my homestead to bring people out there for the inclusion and for the opportunity to partake and be a part. It can be for the community if they want it also. You know, I'd rather people come teach their own unique stuff here than me go searching for someone or learning all of it myself. I'd rather bring it where the community is. So I understand that there's nothing out there like that. But that's why I want to start it. I feel like this is something I've really worked on for the last 5 to 10 years and tried to hone in on what that does look like. It is on family land that we've owned for almost 150 years. And so it's precious to us. It's not to be disturbed in that way. And everyone that comes out here will be sure of it. I'm going to set that example. They'll see it by the way we run it. And it'll be a first-class business, as you can see that first shirt we put up. It's not rinky-dink, and we want people to have a unique experience here. So I'm willing to negotiate for a lower number than the 25. And then if nightly rentals end up not being a thing, I would still love the opportunity to be able to operate classes out there. If it's not nightly renters to be involved in stuff like that, I'd love to still be able to run and operate homestead classes that do involve the community and allow those techniques to be observed, learned, so have you. So I do appreciate your time. I respect all constructive comments. If any of the member ever has any concerns, questions, thoughts, I'm always there. I'm almost always out at that land. I leave two times a week. I welcome you to come take a look at the land and any projects that are going on, and I'm happy to meet and have a conversation. This is Wyman Ridge, and it will remain peaceful and pristine, the land unspoiled. This is my home, and I'll make sure of it. Thank you.
Question, if I may, are you doing monthly rentals now?
I wanted to wait upon these decisions before I took the actual business of it first, just because the scale and just the type of opportunities. So I don't have one now, but I will at the end of this month, whether it becomes nightly or monthly.
I don't see any prohibition in our code from him having people there and teaching a class. Do you?
I was just under the understanding that it would be commercial somewhat if that became the case. I don't.
That'd be no different than gathering someone in your home for a Tupperware party.
Yeah, it depends on the, is it advertised?
If he charged a fee. If you charged a fee.
He's okay. Charging.
That would be the criteria.
That's the criteria.
So an all-inclusive kind of stay is a little
public,
different.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Or you're charging a fee for the classes.
Well, the classes would be, it would be trying to charge a fee to make
all
it
right.
Something where whoever comes in teaches.
That would be
right.
Different.
So if you just allowed it on there and they partake while they're staying, that's different. Okay.
Well, yes, the classes without the nightly rental would be different.
Yes,
if you charge a fee. That'd be a commercial venture. So
yes, sir.
That was the question. I wasn't clear on that.
How much of what you presented tonight was new material the previous board has not heard?
The new yurt. The extension of the... When I met with John, we put in a permit now for it just at the very start of this month. And so that was the only extension that's been different.
The additional yurt. The very
correct. Not my saying that I would have it out there, but now that it's kind of a plan, and that's the only thing that has changed right there.
And summarize for me briefly, what was the error that the previous board has made in denying?
Comfort and compatibility with external impact. They said it just it wasn't much logistical definition. It was just, I think there was about 7 or 8 people from Frank Ray Road that showed up. A few people from down the road, and then it made up one more group that has land just north. So it was just a few groups, but I think it was the fact that 15, 16 people showed up that it was more denied.
Okay.
But comfort and compatibility were the ones noted.
The reasons in that, in general, you feel those are just wrong. The decision was made incorrectly with those?
Correct. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I
feel like it can definitely work within the community with the involvement of classes and the give back, as well as I can even provide my homestead growth and everything to the community as well if I ever become big enough to grow more stuff and things of that nature. And then the comfort was more, that's why I wanted to take you through topography and landscape and really show you the areas around and even a giant entrance. Like, no one's... As soon as you're there, you're on, and I'm taking care of you.
Okay.
So there's no buffer on the road actually being able to see the yurts and everything else you do there?
Just in that one spot.
Yeah.
That's just where kind of the trees start to break up.
Yeah.
And then give a gap a little bit. But yes, sir.
About how far is that?
It's about halfway between my entrance and the far...
Right here. This is the yurt,
mm-hmm.
So it's this very end strip right here.